What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Millionaire Mindsets Podcast. I am your host, as you guys already know. You got a problem?
No,
I'm your host, Xavier Miller. I'm sitting here with my co-host, DK.
What's up, you guys?
What's up, y'all? I hope you guys are having a wonderful, wonderful Friday. It's Friday. We're getting ready for the weekend. So today's episode, this is going to be I think this is an interesting episode on an interesting topic. So I'm going to get right into it as usual. I'm just going to get right into it. So yesterday, you looking at me like you want to say something. Yesterday, I made a tweet regarding to all you guys who have seen the Killer Mike Breakfast Club interview, and for those who haven't, I would highly suggest that you guys go see it. It's very informative. So basically, I made a tweet, and it pretty much like went crazy and went viral.
It was ridiculous.
It was, and like my phone's still going crazy right now at this moment from this tweet yesterday. So yesterday, I made a tweet saying, because on Killer Mike Breakfast Club interview, he was saying how he wanted to buy this car for $150,000 or whatever. Like, he really wants to buy this car. He's like, so I can stunt. I want to get this car real bad. So he said his wife convinced him, like, no. First he said T.I. came to him with the opportunity. He was like, hey, it's this property or whatever. We should go all into it. And he said he was, like, contemplating, but he didn't really know. But he said when he went to his wife and told his wife that T.I. came to him with the opportunity, she was like, well, you're not getting no car then. And he was like, damn, all right, I got to get the property now, because his wife pretty much, like, she was really encouraging him to get the car. So he was saying he bought the property cash for $250,000. And he was saying how now the property is worth, it's a 10 unit complex. And it's worth, he bought it at $250,000. And he was saying now it's worth $650,000. That's just up to code. So it potentially could be worth more than that. So, but getting into like the tweet I made. So after I seen that interview, hold on, where? Man, what's going on? But after I seen the interview, I pretty much made a tweet, and I said, basically, I tweeted. I said, Killer Mike said he wanted to buy a new whip, but his woman convinced him to buy a $250,000 10-unit property, and today it's worth $650,000. And I said, that's why picking the right partner is the most important decision you will make. They can either drain you or empower you. Pick responsibly. I tweeted that, boom. So me, I tweeted that. I wasn't thinking nothing of it. I'm thinking, like, that's common sense. I feel like not even only everybody can relate to that, but that's just a common sense thing. So, like, an hour later, my phone's just going crazy. Like, it pretty much went viral. And the reaction that it got from a lot of people was, like, a lot of people was definitely, like, okay, I definitely understand what you're saying, blah, blah, blah. Preach, blah, blah, blah. You know how it is. But then on the other side of the spectrum of that, why are you shaking your head? It was only a small percentage. It was a small, I don't even want to give light to the negative, but it's just funny sometimes how people interpret different things. So what I thought was easily understandable and like easily, like there's no other way for you to interpret that. It's weird how people took that and like their responses was like, I'm like, what? I don't even understand it. But
it just amazes me how many people speak on things, you know, they don't really know about nor know the full story of. And if you would have listened to Killer Mike's interview, you would have seen that his intentions with telling his story was good, and that, you know, he was giving praise to his woman for helping him make this decision. But it just amazes me how so many people, especially, I was very shocked to see it coming from women who just like were upset with him or just misinterpreted the whole purpose of that tweet.
Right.
Then tried to make it seem like, what was they saying? Because you said pick responsibly. Your partner could either drain you or empower you. And a lot of people took offense to that because they assumed you were saying your woman can drain you or empower you. Right, but that goes both ways.
Right, that definitely went both. I think that it went over a lot of people's head, which was
so simple.
It was so simple. That's why I'm like, how could that go over people's head? I'm like, I don't really. But look, this is one of the comments that some was a girl said. She said, all I see is another dumb man who can't make any smart decisions, so someone else has to make them up, make them for him.
Yeah. Because it's just, it's like, that makes no sense. Because that's not what the tweet was talking about. And, okay, people make bad decisions. People get tempted. You know, we get driven by our desires. So it's not my fault for wanting something.
No.
But his woman just helps him think clearly through the situation and make the right decision.
Because at first, when it first happened, and I didn't even know I was going to get the response. So when people was commenting, I was commenting back to everybody, like, especially the people that was saying slick shit. I'm like, hell no, they ain't about to say no slick. I'm like, let me go back. But then as it got so big, I'm like, I can't respond to all these motherfuckers. Like, this is impossible. And then one of my followers, he commented, he's like, hey man, just stop responding. So I'm like, you're right, let me just stop responding. But what I'm trying to say is like everybody, like people, because a lot of people saying like, why do he need somebody? If you don't know that the property is the better investment, you got other problems with your life. And I'm like, well, you missing the fucking point. The point is, all of us at some point, we got options where it's between two things, and one of them, we know it's the right thing for us. We know, like, I should do this. But we humans at the end of the day. So a lot of times it's like, we want to go with what's feel better. Now, if you're going to tell me that you know people that make every right decision that they got in front of them their whole life, they made everyone else the right decision for them. Sometimes, like, I know me, for instance, like, I'm not dumb. Sometimes I got two choices between something. I'm like, man, I want this one just because I know this is going to be cool. And you could say, hey, Zay, nah, you know that's not the best decision. I'm like, yeah, you right. You got to bring me back to my sisters. Not saying I don't know, but I know better. But sometimes you need somebody to encourage you to actually do better. Because just because you know better, don't mean you're going to do better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And I don't like the whole, a lot of people try to down talk. Honestly, it was like a lot of men, but a lot of men try to, women try to down talk men. Based off this tweet, saying pretty much like a man pretty much depends on his woman to be the smart one in the relationship, and that's not the case. And I actually like the fact he's brought light to this story, or talked about this, because a lot of us, we need to get into real estate investing. We need to make better decisions with our money. And let's be honest, a lot of people, you were faced with that decision. A lot of people
gonna buy the car. So that's why I'm like, man, all y'all comment talking about, so everybody know. Y'all know damn well y'all would have bought the car trying to stunt, man.
People
so
like, be on social media holier than I. Like, right.
What the fuck? Yo,
but you can't be judging, somebody's spending habits in pockets, but take learn a lesson from what he was trying to say in that. You need to learn how to make better financial decisions instead of just always, feeding into your desires.
And look, somebody else said, this is a girl. She said, please, we won't be dating dumb men in the first place. Try this with some men. And they will ask you, are you the one to teach me what to do with my money? Saying like some dudes would be like, what you trying to tell me what to do?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what? And then somebody else said, women are not an accessory to better your life.
Which I disagree.
Great. Because if you're in a relationship. Let me, before you dive in, I don't want to interrupt you. Now, that alone, like, I want to comment back to her. And I'm not even, like, we're not going to leave this episode just, like, on a bad note talking about, like, just to make this clear. But I want people to, understand that, because now people talking, like, making it seem like, your partner is not supposed, you can't depend on your partner to make your life better. Okay, that's true. Your partner shouldn't be the person you depend on to make your life better, but your partner is supposed to be an accessory to make your life better.
Mm-hmm.
Or if not, why the hell are you with them?
Exactly.
Why are you going to be with someone that you're not expecting to make your life better?
Exactly.
That's what's the purpose of y'all being together?
I feel like any relationship should be beneficial on both ends. Me being with you, no matter if I'm financially set and I got my stuff together, it still should be something beneficial coming out of this relationship.
Even if it's just not finance, it still should be something. But it's like, all right, he making me better. She making me better.
Mm-hmm.
You supposed to be like that comment. I'm like, I know people not that silly. You supposed to be an accessory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not an accessory, but pretty much a compliment in a relationship.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong for seeking stuff out of your partner. Like, with this prime example, it was nothing wrong with his wife encouraging him or giving him, you know, them words of advice. And in general, it is nothing wrong with having your partner make up for the things you're lacking in.
Exactly.
Certain aspects of your life.
Exactly. And just to me, you already spoke on it, but just to make it clear, a lot of people took that as, I'm saying, like, because somebody else said, so it's like these comments be crazy, man. I'm like, what? But somebody said, they was like, somebody was like, so you still found a way to blame her. And I'm like, oh, what? How you even take that? I don't even know how you interpret it. That tells me where your mind, the way you interpret things tells me where your mind is. So if I say, like, a general statement, like, man, it's a beautiful thing to be in a relationship, and somebody come to me like, no, that's the worst. The relationships is terrible. That tells me exactly where your mind state. That tells me you probably been in some crazy situations where a relationship never worked for you. And I feel like most people, that's why I feel like this topic is so important, because I feel like, because this conversation resonated with our generation, like the 20 to like 28 year olds. And I see most of us at this age, well, not most, I don't want to say most of us, I don't want to generalize, but a lot of us, we going through like, we not good at picking significant others.
Yep. And, you know, with women, we got this whole Miss Independent thing going on. I don't need nobody, I can do it all by myself, and this, that, and the third. And if you got that mentality, you know, great for you. And it's, you can still be independent in a relationship. But I just feel like we definitely need to get better at choosing partners. And, you know, we just need to all, like, if you want to be in a relationship, you need to grow up and make better decisions.
And besides that, this is another thing. If you a person, and I'm saying this to anybody, male or female, if you a person that constantly end up in bad relationships, constantly being in and out of relationships, always on complaining, talking down about the opposite sex, about ain't no good man, ain't no good woman out here, blase, blah, 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 you gotta take a deeper look at yourself. Because if that keep happening, most likely that mean the problem is you.
The problem is
with you. It's not with no outside force. Because think about this. Look at the equation. Who the common denominator? And all these situations that you in and out of. You the only common denominator. So look, you got to take, for every situation that you in, good and bad, for you to have power, you always got to take responsibility. That gives you your power. Taking responsibility, you can never be powerless. Because you know, I'm responsible for the outcome of this. You can't be a victim. And I'm going to say this to especially the women out here, because I know the women out here, the queens, and y'all are queens. But at the same time, you can't be a queen and a victim at the same time. You got to pick. You can't be talking about, I'm a queen, I'm this and I'm that, and then when some bad stuff happen in your life, you play victim every time. That don't even make sense. What is you? How you a queen, but you always the victim of your circumstance? That makes no sense. Yeah. On the opposite side of that, as well, for the men out there, it's the men out here the same way that play victim a lot, especially in these times. It's a lot of men that's, I don't want to say getting softer, but it's weird now. It's a lot of men that's always complaining about their situation, playing victim as well. And they're always talking about how they need a woman to help me boss up, that I need a woman that's going to not even take care of them, to encourage me. Where am I? Like, I see a lot of dudes saying, like, where this queen at? Where this blah, blah, blah. Like, first of all, before you be looking to get in a relationship, you need to get your shit together. Mm-hmm. You can't be talking about some, where my queen at? Where my this and that? And you still living with your mama and ain't even got $5,000 saved up, grown, talking about some, where my queen?
Yeah.
You don't deserve no. First of all, you don't deserve no queen. You don't deserve no woman at all. If you a grown man and you ain't got your stuff together, you don't need to be out here chasing no women. You need to be chasing getting your life straight.
Mm-hmm. And for the women, you should not be settling for a man in these circumstances. higher the standards, you know. Don't just be with any and everybody, you know. If he ain't got his shit together, higher your standards. Make it like, no, you need to do X, Y, and Z before, you know, you get me. Like, you know, we need to have that mentality more. It's too much, I don't know the word to say it, but it's too much BS going on these days.
Yeah, man, and this tweet, that's why I want to have this discussion, because this tweet opened my eyes to, I mean, my eyes are already open to a lot of, like, the, as far as the dynamics between, like, male and female, but it really opened my eyes to just seeing how people think, because I've seen how so many people interpret it. Most people interpret it, just to say this, because I don't want to say, like, everybody interpreted it the wrong way. Most people interpret it the same way that I meant it, but it was a lot that interpreted it a completely different way, where I'm like, what? Like, how do you, mm-hmm. like, how do you even understand it?
Yeah.
But
you go ahead. No, because I'm going to start another thought. You can go ahead.
Oh, you go ahead.
All right, but in a kind of go back a little bit, I see a lot of people, how you were saying, a lot of people become a victim of their circumstances, and, you know, you usually the common denominator in a lot of bad relationships. One thing I notice is, you need to change yourself to attract the person you want. So you can't, you know, you say you want somebody who's like highly educated, or, you know, does things a certain way, whatever it may be. I feel like you need to pretty much change yourself. You need to get a person like that, you need to upgrade yourself and put yourself on a whole another level before you can expect a person of that caliber to come to you. And if you keep finding yourself with deadbeats or people who ain't doing X, Y, and Z, then you need to do something different. Quit looking in the same circle of people, because if you ain't changing yourself and you ain't changing things up, you gonna keep attracting the same type of person to you.
Yep. And that's very true. And that all comes with a reprogramming process. That's what I always like to talk about. But before I get to the reprogramming process, we're going to go to a quick break real quick, because we know we got to get the sponsor and the ads in. We got to go to a quick break. So hold on tight. We'll be right back in one sec. All right, guys. So welcome back. And before I went to break, I made a statement saying, like, it's a reprogramming process that needs to happen. So just to keep going on that. So what I mean when I say a reprogramming process is, at birth and as a child, you growing up, we all are raised in certain environments. So when you become an adult, you realize certain things about your childhood, and you realize, like, man, that's not normal. That's not productive to me being a better person. So with understanding that, like, so prime example, if you were a male or female and you grew up in a household where your parents was in a terrible relationship, where they was divorced and they was always fighting, or if it was abusive, that sits in your subconscious mind, and it's a weird thing, but it kind of programs you into actually liking people that you've seen all your life. Mm-hmm. So you'll mess around and end up in a relationship just like your parents, just because that's in your subconscious mind. You programmed to like that. Even though you know that's wrong and you know that's messed up, you can't help but to be attracted to that, because that's all you've seen your whole life. Mm-hmm. So with knowing that as an adult, and you know that there's a reprogramming process that has to happen for you to find someone that's on the opposite side of that, somebody that's positive for you. You have to reprogram your mind to be attracted to something opposite of that. And that's a process that takes time. But if you don't understand that, you are always in a bad relationship. Not, in my opinion, most people end up in bad relationships not because they want to. It's because they programmed to. They have no...
And many people do not know.
They don't know. They just programmed to, like... Because you got women, like... As far as men, you got women that get abused emotionally, physically, and they always go back. And you wonder, like, why they still, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, why they keep going back to that person? Then a lot of times you realize they was abused as a child, or they watched their guardian get abused. So that's all they know. Like, that's normal to them. They not comfortable being out of that situation at all. For them to be out of that, they feel like they in alien territory. If you not, if they not getting abused in a relationship, even though they know it's wrong deep down, they feel like, this all I know. So it's like, that's what you have to reprogram yourself. If you know you was raised in an environment that's not going to help you as an adult.
Exactly. And like another example is take the men who a lot of people, they consider them mama's boys, the ones who didn't have their father in the home and their mother raised them, you know, their entire life. And that's all they know is their mom being that nurturer and provider for them. So when they get older, they seek out women with those same characteristics. They seek out those motherly type of women. Mm-hmm. Those women who are going to take care of them the way their mother did, because that's all they know. That's
right.
That's what they think a woman is supposed to do for them. So a lot of people are like, why you act like that? Or, you know, like, why are you being so dependent on her? But it's, you got to think back, like, this is all he knows.
Yep.
A nurturing, motherly type woman.
And that's,
you know, we all have that built in us. You know, a lot of times we seek people who are some are in some way similar to our parents or the adults who raised us, because that's what we know. That's all we've seen.
That's all the programs. That's all the programs. And that's why I keep saying reprogram, because even if you know that this is bad, and you're like, all right, I'm going to stir away from this. I know I don't need this type of person in my life. So let me find the opposite. Even if you start getting on that right track, but you, if you haven't reprogrammed yourself, you're still going against the programs that's been set in you since a kid. Mm-hmm. So no matter how you say, like, all right, I'm going to mess with somebody that's right for me. I'm going to do it. Because people do that all the time. They're like, all right, I'm going to get somebody that's right for me. They start messing with them for a couple months. Then they go right back to the same old thing because they got bored or whatever. Because no matter how much you want to do it, if you still got them programs in you, you trying to be the opposite of that, you just going against your program. So it'll never work.
Yep.
So that's why it's so important. And that goes even back to what I was, when we was talking about on the last episode, when I was saying, I don't even remember exactly what I was saying. I can't even remember right now. Okay. It'll come back to me.
Well,
but
something else, like, yeah, I did the example for men, but for women, we have those women who are always in those temporary relationships, always God, never something that doesn't work out and all that. And, you know, they just keep going after the wrong guys. And I had a friend who told me once that he didn't talk to girls with daddy issues. And when he was telling me, I really didn't comprehend what he meant by that. But when he like fully explained it, it's like she doesn't know how to respect, in some cases, not everybody, but she most likely doesn't know how to respect a man, follow a man, really love a man, let a man be the leader of her household.
She not programmed.
Yeah, she not programmed that way. So he was pretty much explaining to me, like, I can't be with her because the way I was raised, I gotta play my role, this role as a man in our relationship, and she not letting me. And pretty much she's going against her programs being with me, and I'm doing the same thing. So that's
never working in the end.
That relationship didn't work out.
But that goes back to what I was saying last episode. I remember my thought. But that goes back to what I was saying. When I was saying how when you get with somebody, you need to do a deep analysis.
Yeah.
So you can find out. You basically find out. Because your past is a pretty good indication of how your future will be. It's always that way. It's always been that way. So if you dig into somebody's past, seeing how they was raised, finding out the important stuff, not the superficial bubblegum stuff. Finding out like what the environment you was raised in. What's your relationship with your mom? What's your relationship with your dad? Is they still together? If they not together, how their relationship? How do they treat you growing up? Like, how was y'all as a family? Just all these questions, you ask somebody, they might not think it's nothing. They might just think it's regular conversation. But with you being conscious to figure out, like, I'm trying to find out on a deeper level, you could, like, add that into the equations. And you base all that and see, do I want to go further or not?
Yep.
And it's super simple. It's super simple to do. You just find out, because like I said, your past is an indication of how your future will be. So if you, like, and I'm not trying to put this on everybody, because everybody that was raised in messed up environments don't end up being an adult in a messed up environment. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, this is just how it goes. So if you find out, like, okay, if they raised up in an environment that's not productive to how you picture yourself being, and you could tell that they not Most importantly, they got to be make. What I'm trying to say is, most importantly, if they got to understand that if you find out they was raised in a messed up like situation environment, but they don't realize that, they think that's just normal, you probably need to back away. But if you find out they was raised in a messed up environment and this trauma, and they like want to, they know that and they want to deal with it, and they trying to deal with those traumas, you could make progress with that, because they know they aware of it. So being aware of it, that's the first step to fixing it. But if someone's not aware of it at all, they just oblivious, they like, oh, I don't, that's like normal to me. Like I said, you probably need to back up out of that.
Exactly. And that reminds me of the time when I first met your parents. You remember, like, I was telling, like your parents kept asking me a bunch of questions about my parents.
Right.
And I'm like wondering, I mean, it wasn't odd, you know, that's normal, you want to get to know somebody. But when I told your parents I had a strong relationship with my father, and, you know, your mom's like, oh, you a daddy's girl. And they was like very, kind of in a sense, very excited about it. And I'm like, what's the significance of that? And then remember when I told you, and he was like, pretty much that means, like, to them, that means you know how to love a man. You had a good father in your life. You most likely been raised up a certain way. Mm-hmm. And you probably going to be, you know, good in a relationship with our son.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. You always got to remember, your past is pretty much a teller of how your future gonna be most of the time. And if somebody got all those traumas and stuff, they got to be making an effort to deal with them. You got to ask them, all right, they realize they've been to them, all right, so what's your solution to dealing with all this shit? Mm-hmm. If they ain't got no solution to deal with it, bad back, because they're going to put all that stuff, they're going to put all that in your life, and you don't need all that.
Mm-hmm.
And we...
Yeah.
And I don't even know how we, because this podcast was just made on a whim, pretty much, because the reaction to the tweet I made, it got such a big like reaction, and so I'm like, yeah, we need to discuss this, and we ain't even really have no real topic. We just like, let's just talk about this, and I guess we really pretty much on the dynamic between male and female. We're not even gonna make this episode too long because we got other things we need to do on this Friday, but I feel like those things we need to address. You want to say something?
And I just want people to understand, like, you just need to understand yourself and your partner on a deeper level. Just take everything that we talked about in this episode and our past episodes and apply that to your life when you know you move in, you making big decisions in your life. And like Zay said, choosing a partner is one of the biggest decisions you will make. This is most likely going to be the person you with for the rest of your life in some cases.
Because this is another thing. A lot of people were saying, like, okay, they probably didn't agree that being with a male or female is the biggest decision you'll ever make, because they saying, like, I got my own, like, life and my own things to focus on and my own career, and me, like, taking control of my life is a more important decision than that. Which I'm like, okay, I understand what you're trying to say, but at the end of the day, sorry, that's wrong. Because at the end of the day, we all humans, and we all put on earth to continue life, to procreate and continue life. So, and to procreate, you got to get with somebody. You know what I'm saying? You can't procreate by yourself. So that's why... And to continue on that bloodline, the person you choose, what's more important than that?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing more important than the person that you choosing to continue on your bloodline. I don't even understand how somebody could see that it's something more important than that.
Yeah, and I just want people to think more about the people they had children with.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of people don't take that seriously. It's just... in the moment, I really like you, I'm infatuated with you, you know, you X, Y, and Z, but you ain't really thought about how this is going to affect your children. Like, think about, like, how this person is going to potentially raise your kids up and how this is going to affect them and how they'll be. A lot of people don't put enough thought into it, and probably in this era, to me, that's one problem I think we need to work on.
It's the whole thing where, you know, men, as they say, we think with our penises, and women, y'all base y'all stuff on how y'all feel. So this is the thing. With a woman, most of the time, I'm not going to generalize to everybody, but with most women, I feel like I could say, if you make them feel good, you got a good chance of getting them. And the thing with that is, excuse my language, a fuck nigga can make you feel good. So a fuck nigga could have some game. He could have to give a gap and you know what I'm saying? So, tell you some nice things. You know, put some game in your ear and you like head over heels. Yeah. That's the thing. So as a woman, you got to understand that it got to be bigger than how you make me feel. Mm-hmm. It got to be way bigger than how you, because I always hear women say all the time, he makes me feel so good. He makes me feel like I'm the most important thing in the world, blah, blah, blah. But that's all you. What about him? Like, not meaning like he important, but he the most important thing, meaning like, what is he like? Bring it to the table. Yeah. Like, what is he? Like, what is he? What about him that stands out to you?
I know I have. I mean, I'm a girl. I got a lot of female friends, and I know we've had this conversation multiple times where it's like, I'd be like, so what about this and what about that? And we women, most of us, we overlook a lot of stuff just because
of our feelings.
We feel we so in our we overlook so much stuff, and that's why we keep getting hurt and in the same, you know,
that's,
cycle.
No, this not. I'm not about to say this. This not in a disrespectful manner or anything. But that's y'all weakness. Our weakness is we think with our penises when we get like horny or whatever, and we start lusting. That's our weakness. But y'all weakness is the feeling thing. But the thing is, as long as you know your weakness and understand it, you good. But. A lot of people, they don't know, they don't really understand their weakness. Like I said, if your weakness is feelings, any dude that got the gift of gab, this motherfucker could be 45 years old living with his mama. He got the gift of gab. He could pull you. Mm-hmm. You got to understand. Like I said, you got to understand.
He talk you out of all that logic.
You really, and this why it's called the millionaire mindset. Because you really got to be bossed up and have a bossed up mindset where it's like, bro, this, all right, you doing what you saying is cool, but it's gonna be more than that to get me. Mm-hmm. And it's the same for men. All right, you look good. You got a big butt, nice breast, pretty face, but it's gonna be more than that. It's gonna take more than that for me to mess with you. You gotta have something that you actually bring up to the table. Mm-hmm. And what I'm seeing from this is there's a lot of people out here that I feel like, a lot of relationships I've seen, they is making a conscious stride of, all right, we ain't playing. We about to start investing our bread, getting our money right. Because I've seen so many couples replying to that tweet saying, like, yeah, this is what we on. And that's what I love to see. I'm like, man, that's super dope. Like, it's a lot of people that's up on this. It's a lot of people that's trying to. It's so much information out here. How could you not? Mm-hmm. If you not getting involved with all this information, you just, I don't know what to tell you.
Yep. And it's like how you said, all of this is part of having a millionaire mindset. I know you may take that as like, we all about finances and economics. And of course, that's what we about. But having a millionaire mindset encompasses being bossed up in every aspect of your life. Right. And most importantly, being bossed up in your relationships and mm-hmm. your finances. It mm-hmm. all plays a bigger
it
part.
It all plays a big, your relationship, your finances, your mental mindset, your emotional mindset, all that plays to one big pot. It's all, they all got to be on the same page. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? For you to really grow to where you want to be.
Yeah. And all that stuff is in some way and somehow is going to impact you financially.
Right. Exactly.
So it all ties back to the end.
Right. That's the thing. It all ties back to the end, because if you got your mind right and you doing your thing and you run a bag up as a woman and you got a dude who you thought he was the right dude because he was, like I said, giving you that game, making you feel good years down the line, because you just, that's when the feelings weighing off. That's when you like, man, I already know who you is. I don't even feel all that no more. But it's too late then. Y'all been together, probably got married. Like I said, you ran your bag up. Now y'all breaking up. He probably getting half mm-hmm. of your bread. And the same for men. Men, y'all already know how it goes.
Yeah.
You get a woman that ain't about nothing, she automatically, you might as well just, she might get like 75% off top.
Mm-hmm. So, moral of the story, think it through.
moral of the story is, I guess, think it through. Yeah, just think. And, I definitely, like I always say, I can't say enough. I always appreciate the feedback we've been getting. We've been getting so much love, and like we weren't even supposed to do a podcast today, but all the people hitting me up, people messaging me like, "Bro, you going viral?" Blah blah blah, this and that. I'm like, "All right, man, let's discuss this because I feel like this is a topic that we definitely need as a culture, and that people definitely could take gems from and be like." I feel that. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying?
Yep, and you know, don't forget, y'all are more than welcome to reach out to us. Let us know y'all thoughts and opinions. If you need advice, we are here for you.
If you need advice or you want to connect, you know what I'm saying? We be traveling. If any of y'all listeners, y'all in the Bay Area, Sac, or anywhere, or if we ever in y'all area and y'all want to link or whatever, man, just DM me, hit me up. We can meet. We can go to dinner, brunch, lunch, breakfast, whatever you want to go. Make it happen. We can chop it up and whatever. But you got anything else? That's pretty much it for this episode. Like always, like I said, appreciate you guys for listening. But all the men in mind, let them know about the text subscription.
Don't forget to subscribe to our daily text subscription by texting at mmindsets 81010, and you can start receiving our daily inspirational text messages from everything as far as life, finances, relationships, all that good stuff.
Yep, and that's pretty much it. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram. My Instagram is Xavier C. Miller. My Twitter is Xavier C. Miller. Facebook the same. Snapchat is Xavier Miller 312.
Viral. Y'all find him. Out here right now.
I'm out here. I'm out here lit. I'm out here lit right now.
Alright, and y'all can find me on social media platforms at Deanna Kent. Only one Twitter is Deanna as Kent.
Yep, and that's pretty much it, guys. Thank you all for listening. Be looking out for the next episode, and we'll see you then. And don't forget, a significant other can either drain you or empower you. There's no gray area. And that's all I got for y'all. See y'all next episode. Peace.